The country's third largest airport, and up until recently was on an upward growth trajectory. But Shannon Airport is experiencing turbulence. Last year, 1.7 million passengers used the airport. This year, that figure is likely to be significantly lower. The grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX alone has cost the airport 120,000 passengers as airline Norwegian cut its transatlantic routes. And last month, Ryanair also announced it was cutting three routes as part of a wider cost-cutting programme. So what's the future for Shannon Airport? Our reporter Tommy Meskell has been finding out.
We've experienced growth from 2013 up to the end of 2018, where we saw passenger numbers in the airport rise by 34%. The current year, we've seen the impact, particularly the grounding of the MAX jet and the impact that has had, where we lost 13 weekly services over the summer period. But we would be confident when we come through the current turbulence that the aviation sector is in, that would be back on track and we would see that trajectory growing into the future.
For continued climb.
It can cause a rapid change in altitude and direction, so it's no surprise that Mary Considine likens the past year to turbulence. She's CEO of Shannon Group, responsible for operating the state-owned airport.
Well, the fundamentals of route development are all about demand, so the more business activity and the more tourism activity you have in the region, that creates demand for services.
Shannon isn't operating at capacity, is it?
Well, Shannon Airport has terminal capacity of 4.5 million passengers, so we're operating significantly below capacity at the moment.
Shannon has the largest runway in Ireland capable of landing a space shuttle. It's also a diversionary airport, facilitating 95 emergency landings just last year. The airport has opened the Midwest to the world and even the stars, welcoming the likes of Marilyn Monroe and every US president since JFK.
John Travolta is a regular customer of ours, which is lovely.
The general manager of Dromoland Castle, Mark Nolan.
Clinton and Nelson Mandela, who came to stay with us for two nights.
And many of those people, would they have flown through Shannon?
They would have all have flown through Shannon.
But celebrity aside, Shannon Airport, just 15 minutes from Dromoland, is essential for business.
But what we really need to do is get sustainable European connectivity. Dromoland Castle, we have a huge North American base of our business, but we could even grow that, and the region could grow that business, if we had better European connectivity, because a lot of North Americans will travel into Europe, do a couple of days in Europe, and backtrack through Dublin and through Shannon. Right now, we have no real European connectivity.
On the edge of County Clare is the village of Doolan, home to Anthony Maloney, owner of the Doolan Hostel.
The hostel, we started off in 83, longest family-run hostels in Ireland, but sadly in 3 weeks' time I'll be closing it. Why? Because Shannon isn't working properly. People like last night, all my guests were from America. So in the next 24 hours, they're all going up to Dublin to leave because they couldn't get the flights out. So the first and last day is just about getting access into Ireland and staying in. It's great, you get the day tour down, it creates a job, but for every job that it creates, we lose the potential of 20 other jobs.
It's a day trip. We're actually staying in Dublin, and so we took a tour here.
If you were planning your trip again, do you think you might like to stay a bit longer here in Doolan?
We would get a bread and breakfast here. We wouldn't go to Dublin at all.
Did you know that there's an airport here in County Clare?
No, we didn't know. Mm-mm.
Doolan isn't a one-off example. A recent report by Copenhagen Economics has found what many have been saying for years. Ireland's economic development is unbalanced. It also finds that aviation policy plays a big role in helping an area to grow.
Katrina Cahill, Chief Economist with Limerick Chamber. The report that we commissioned from Copenhagen Economics in association with Enniss, Shannon and Galway, we asked them to look at how aviation policy impacts the economies of the West and the Midwest. And what they found was that if you think about Dublin's dominance in the market at the moment, they have somewhere between 86 and 87% of the market share. If you compare that with European countries, the only other small economy similar to Ireland where you see a higher level of market concentration is the Netherlands. But you expect that because Schiphol is obviously one of the most significant EU hubs. The interesting thing, though, is that in the last 10 years, whereas Dublin Airport has increased its market share, Schiphol has actually reduced its market share. If the significant dominance of a capital airport continues, it hinders growth in the regions and it goes against their goal of balanced regional development.
Northern Trust in Limerick employs 1,400 people. Catherine Duffy is its senior vice president.
So we're a financial services firm. Our HQ is in Chicago, so we have a lot of people to and from Chicago. We also have a big office in London and a lot of offices throughout EMEA. And we want people to come, live in the region, work in the region, have fun in the region. You know, we say here we have a city job and a country life. Shannon is 30 minutes up the road. It's very important for us to keep it going.
Extension of passengers travelling on Aer Lingus flight to London Heathrow.
Heathrow Airport is currently Shannon's only European hub. Brexit could reduce that connectivity to the EU. It's another potential problem for Shannon.
Today, even absence of Brexit, we need connectivity into a European hub. There is very, very strong demand for connectivity today into a European hub.
As part of the budget, a new fund of €2.5 million has been announced by the Department of Transport for regional airports and ports to help them secure new routes. It will be made available next year. Shannon will have to compete with other airports for part of that funding, but it's potentially a chink of light.
It would be support to the airline to underpin the service and provide that connectivity for business and tourism, and that will be very, very important in the context of Brexit.
And that was Acting CEO of Shannon Group, Mary Considine, ending that report by Tommy Meskels.